talk about the whole college life and what it meant to you at that time. Like me personally, like I said, I came from a situation where it was such a relief to get out of the house. It was like a relief, you know what I'm saying? But just because all the bullshit at the house, the restrictions from doing anything, it was like, if I can get out of this house right now, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to do whatever I wanted to do when I was in high school. And it kind of made me not take what I needed to take from college, made me want to just act.
Right. Live life.
Live life and so act a certain kind of crazy way than what I should have been doing in school.
Right.
It killed the whole situation for me.
So for me, mine's was actually the complete opposite. Because, you know, in high school, I was going ham. Parties. How many senior skip days did our class have? Like, I got expelled for alcohol. So when I went up IUP, I actually was like, yo, I'm buckled down. This is my second chance. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't even really party my first year of IUP. Whereas I was the guy throwing the parties.
Which IUP?
Huh?
I knew you was going to do that.
You know I'm going
to do that. Yeah, I was down there with Punksy Phil. We had one building. We literally had one fucking building.
I feel your computer lab was bigger than the whole.
And our dinner.
The computer lab was huge.
Our cav closed at 5. 5 o'clock. Like,
and you was hungry all day.
That sounds like the penitentiary.
And there was no stores, no nothing. Like, bro, like, it was wild as fuck up there. But, you know what I mean? So, just like we was talking about off camera, like, will you carry on that same, I wouldn't say harsh, but like that same strictness with your child?
I battle.
We got to do better than what we know.
I agree. So I battle with that all the time, because what you know is what you know. I take that.
There's a program.
It's a program.
I know how to run this. I feel like they've
but raised.
Did it completely work though?
Did it not work?
I have a lot of respect.
That's what I'm saying. I have a lot of respect, and I feel like what they did helped a certain kind of way, but it wasn't enough to
stop what was inevitably going to happen.
Exactly. And I don't think you can ever stop what's going to happen,
because it's always you're your own person at the end of the day. You're 18, 19 years old. You get up in there. You know, a couple years.
You're going to make mistakes.
And it's on you at this point.
But as far as letting your kid live more, I'm going to let my kids live more than what I did. You're going to experience, like when we were talking on the off camera, like you said, the way that man said he lets his kids stay up.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to deal with those results.
And they have to deal with the results. So they explain your story.
So Jamel said that he's called the 9-to-5 millionaire. He said that with his kids, he tells them, like, y'all can stay up however late y'all want it to.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I want y'all to see what it's going to be like when you go out into the real world once you turn 18, whether you go to college or whatever. So stay up, but you still got to go to school. Ain't no I'm tired, ain't no none of that. And your grades still better be efficient. He's like, you're still held to the standard, but do you? And of course, you know what I mean? As things go along, they bump their heads, and he's like, yo, you know what I mean? You might want to get some sleep.
That independence as a young child is needed.
Right.
It's needed.
Big time.
Make your own decisions.
But what if it fucks around and bites you in the ass? Like, oh, I could stay up all night. Maybe that's how you operate now.
I don't think it bites you in the ass when you still have that control over the situation, because you can say you can have this independence, but your standards still are your standards.
Right. And you have to understand.
So you can stay up all night. You can do whatever you want, but you still got to bring home these A's.
Right. And this is
so it doesn't change. It doesn't change anything at the crib.
And this is a household where things are still measured. You know what I mean? When I hear these constant conversations that they have, it's consistent, like, oh, yo, these are the results I want, Dad. Well, this is how you get it. And I guarantee if it's like, yo, I want better grades, like I'm slipping, well, you need more rest. So those things are going to come in. Like, how do I get more rest? So now you're actually having conversations versus telling your kid what to do and making them do this and them not knowing why to do it.
Those conversations you talk about aren't really real.
Yeah, because what if I want to go drink?
No. What I mean aren't really real is most kids aren't opening up the way you think they're opening up.
Okay.
And I think you'll see it a lot more once the story gets older. The kids, once they get to a certain kind of level, They feel like they know everything. They feel like they want to be more secretive in the way they move around their parents.
Okay.
So it's kind of hard to get through to them that you have this knowledge for them. They feel they know everything. Like Carter right now, he's 12 years old. And when I want to break things down to him, I have to kind of trick him into saying the things that I want him to say, which is the only way I can really get through. I can say things to him, We'll say this. And I tell Carter all the time how to shoot the basketball, over and over. His mom's boyfriend takes him to the basketball court, right? Me and Carter go to the gym. They have a basketball court outside the gym. He says, oh, mom's boyfriend goes like this and shows me to shoot this way. And I'm like, Carter, I tell you this.
Same thing.
I tell you this every single time we shoot. And you tell me back, I can't do it that way.
It's the messenger.
I can't do it that way.
Right. And I think to me that tells me like anything that you want to get through to him, always have, you know, outside counsel. You know what I'm saying? It sucks because you want it to come from you. But I know. Feel like how
because it's right there.
Like with Javon and them, when Javon got to a certain age and it's like, okay, these coaches can't give him nothing. I can't give him nothing no longer. So you know what? They let him try out for the King James thing. He got around the King James things. He's listening to them now. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
It's like, I feel like once the learning cap is over for you, it's like, let me find somebody that you're going to respect and help you take things to the next level.
Or somebody they see you respect.
Right. And the whatever, new, like, and oh, the new boyfriend, else. He's new. You know what I'm saying? Probably cool to him.
Right. He's always cool.
He's always able to get
new
through.
New shoes.
Yeah. So it's an opportunity. You know what I mean? Like, boom, take clear advantage, especially because, you know what I mean, he's a good dude.
Of course, if you're quality, then you're quality. But it's just like one of them situations where it's just like, it's so hard to preach to your kids what you've learned over the years because they're the same way you were when you were a kid. You're hard headed. You don't believe in everything that's given to you. You feel like you know everything. Well, me personally, that's how I was.
I think everybody was like that.
I felt like I knew everything. So the knowledge that I was given and my parents, their knowledge only reached a certain amount. You know what I mean? Like
plateau.
The plateau was graduating high school.
Yeah, and go to college because I never went to college. So you need to go to college.
So their whole goal was just to get to college.
Right.
Yeah. Because
it really was. But it wasn't graduate college. My parents were so happy to say they had a kid that was going to college.
But it wasn't even...
So me personally, I was like, okay, well, I made it for my parents.
But you got
to
understand...
That wasn't my goal, though, because when I was in high school, all I wanted to do was what my friends were doing. We were all going to school, so I was like, okay, let's go to school. But I had no real...
Plan, goals
of what I wanted to be afterwards. I mean, oh, yeah. Physical therapist, but it wasn't like
you picked out your favorite team on college football, right? And we always said, I'm going to Florida State, I'm going to Nebraska, I'm going to Michigan State, I'm going wherever,
right?
You know what I'm saying? But you never knew the outline, the guidelines of what it was like to actually try to get there,
right?
But there were all those kids that did. It was like their parents told them, like, this is how you study, this is how you get to a certain point,
yeah,
and they're gonna break through,
right?
And now, but like, I think all our parents and even mine, because like they hit that, you know, my dad got drafted. He was on his way to Penn State. He don't know what he's getting into, but he was like, what? Going to the mill. Fuck what we talking about. Like, there's bread there. Now he made sure that they was like, oh, you got to go. And I tried to drop out a couple times. And he was like, it just didn't want, like, it's not just college. It was like, you have access. Because they don't want to feel like their child's getting left out. Because there's something going on in college that when people hear college, they're like, oh, man, you went to college?
Right.
What do you study? Okay, now it's like you're of somebody of some importance or whatever. Right. Just on some goofy shit.
You can have
a
degree.
They want you to get access.
Make the same amount of money as someone who's not has a degree. And you're like...
Plumbers.
You're like at a higher class.
You're at a higher class because it shows that you completed something.
And you make the same amount of money.
You completed something.
Or less.
It shows that you took that time out to really focus on something. It comes off as different than, like you said, plumbing or getting a trade in anything else.
Right.
it really shows that, like, and that's what jobs look for most of the time anyways. You know what I'm saying? They don't care about what degree you have.
At all. Do you have the degree?
Do you have the degree?
Do you qualify?
You showed us that you're willing to dive into something. We'll go ahead and give you the job over somebody else that's probably way better at the job than you are. And that's real.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what it is. And all they want to do is now it's like, because if you go from these circumstances of, if there's no goal to the after college, like, whenever I got my degree, what did you start off at?
Business management.
And me?
Yeah.
What did I go to school for?
Yeah, what did you go to school for?
Biology.
Every hood nigga.
Biology. Listen. See, biology, we've been crazy.
Damn, that's thorough.
Like that, yes, that's like damn near engineering. That's thorough. See, that's, okay, you're out kicking your coverage. By coverage, I mean your brain.
Hey, listen. Right?
You ain't even know what she was into.
All my black dudes from New York, Erie,
business management,
Philly, Pittsburgh, every black neighborhood from around America that was up IUP, we was criminal. All business management.
First off, that's the dumbest degree in the entire world. If your family doesn't have a brand,
so I'm gonna grow up a man as my own business.
That is the dumbest degree that you could ever go for.
Criminal justice. I'm like, what the fuck is he doing in criminal justice?
No, criminal justice can give you a whole lot of things though.
Can it
though?
That
works. You could be a lawyer.
No, you better go be an attorney.
Attorney.
Just study law.
Fuck. Yes.
Right. You could be a cop doing nothing. You could be a
business management. If you don't have family in a certain business, it does nothing for you.
There is no, like, that. That's not even like a
all them books about nothing.
Right.
All of them. You literally go to school for nothing.
The response was always, I mean, I'm going to manage my own business. That was always the response.
Yeah, what does that
right,
even mean?
Right.
You really don't even understand, like, you know what I mean, to sit
that you
back
have to go get into a business. You have to go do the internship. Right. Now you have to get up underneath the company. So because you don't have your own company, so now you have to.
And if you plan on starting your own company, a lot of these professors who haven't ran companies themselves might not be able to push you in that direction. You know what I'm saying? The people that could push you in that direction are those who you probably didn't even go to college. You know what I'm saying? That just started businesses and got off the ground. Now, you will learn some things because with my economics degree, I definitely learned a lot in
economics degree is completely different in business management.
Right, but
I feel like it's all still bullshit.
Yeah, it's still because there's no.
Economics is not bullshit.
It's an explanation of why businesses are
I don't believe economics
working.
Is bullshit
it's
at
like,
all.
It's like, what job do you do? I guarantee most people who have an economics degree work at banks.
Financial management, all of it. I feel like
you still don't need economics to do that. It's still like business management to me. It's not like
economics is a part of being in the business.
Right.
I feel it gives you the formula to be able to work in finances.
It'll get you in that door, but I just don't think that it's, I don't know, it's just not, you know.
It's just like another class. It's just like another
what I really part of what I really should have done was I should have majored in communications media. That's what the fuck I do. Communications media, maybe minored in marketing. Maybe
I think communications media is
that's
a bullshit degree.
That's a good point. You was putting together mixtapes and all types of shit and wanting to get into a certain lane, and you went for business.
I was encouraged.
So you was the.
I was encouraged to my college route to be my backup plan if music doesn't work out. You know what I'm saying?
We should have been looking at third.
Whereas it should have been, yo, go fully towards music. Go to school in Atlanta. Go to school in New York. And get a degree in communications where you're working with all this equipment and you're understanding the business aspect of it. Like, the whole backup plan is bullshit. Like, go straight towards music. You can go to school full sail. Like, why are you in the middle of the fucking mountains with bars? Like, I'm in the middle of the mountains with Punxy Phil with bars. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
Motherfucker saw himself but can't see me.
It makes no sense. But I also get it. Like, you know what I mean? Their goal was, yo, get to college, make something of yourself. Get to college, make something of yourself. So I'm just trying to make something of myself.
Dream,
we didn't have Google and YouTube yet.
That dream is faded now.
Which dream?
Just the college dream.
I don't agree it's faded. I think it's still prevalent. I think it's still prevalent to this day. I think that
of debt. If you don't have a scholarship,
yes. But I think that other lanes have opened up for sure. But
Russia's just shut college, it down.
That college degree is still that.
It rings bells.
That upper echelon.
But you better be getting fuck a bachelor's. You better get a master's. Now
you need to know what your mission is. In my opinion,
bump the college degree. The real thing is the internship.
Yeah, but you got to get there to get up.
If you don't get that internship, bruh, like unless you're in sales. Right? If you're in sales,
I don't know. I'm dumb.
If you're in sales, you can move without an internship. If you don't have an internship, bro, you really don't.
I really
don't got no shot.
I think even before that, if you don't have, if you haven't figured out what your purpose and your mission is, then you're just lost completely. You know what I'm saying?
But what would you change whenever you was a teenager? I would change. I washed cars. That was my job. I didn't think about nothing else. I was just, I get a little bit of a check. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you wanted to do something, like, I'm be like, ew, if I have a kid, I'm like, man, go up here and try this job. Or even, like, fast food. Be like, see how people operate, how business operates. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you might get the clown here and there, but it's like, you know how to work with people. You know how business is operating. And once you know how everything runs, who knows what you could do?
I think what I would change is the, for me personally, is the, idea of work. The idea of having to work. I just knew in my mind that I was always going to be okay. So I applied for college late. I didn't really care about. This is real.
Oh, I know, because you bug the fuck up, man. I can't stand you sometimes because you're like, why are you stressed? Why are you doing this and that?
Everything
like,
is always going to work out. Everything's always going to work out. I'm going to be good. I'm going to be better. I'm going to be better than most. And I think that's what I always struggle with. Even back then, it was my thought was like, oh, yeah, we're just going to go to college. We're going to be good. And then if we don't graduate, we're going to be good. And at all times, everything is just going to work itself out rather than pushing myself to get what I know I can get.
Right.
I think that's one of my – that was always one of my problems.
Me straight, but, I mean, just pushing yourself even more for – like, again, learning how to, like, just push yourself in the beginning – you're just going to know if you do go to college, oh, I got to stay home. I got to study for this. I can't be out fucking around because if I don't know it, then I'm done. Like, I feel like you don't give a shit about consequences a lot of times or what I perceive as consequences. You know what I mean? Because like you stay with me. Like I've literally been like, oh, you're like, man, why are you always showing? Like, man, it'll work out. What you mean, man? These bills fitting to get paid. Like, I was like, I don't really know.
Listen, I was staying with Job. I ended up being with him for 5 months.
Pause. I mean, that wasn't a relationship. It was just like.
I ended up staying with him for 5 months. And around month three, Job was like, so what are we doing?
Stir.
And he was like, so what are we doing? And it was like, I know this job is hiring for this amount of money, $13 an hour, this and that. But I would tell him, I'm like, bruh, I'm not working for that money because of what I feel my worth is. I feel my worth is more than that. So I mean, like, it was just one of them situations where I was just like, I'm waiting for a certain time because everything is just always going to work itself out.
And I'm like, it'll work itself out on your time and your end. But I was like, we need a goal here. Like, right. we need to be like, okay, what is this going to be? Like, I don't
care
what
the game plan is. So it ended up being two more months of me not having a job. And then I found a job that I was like, oh, This is the kind of money that I need to be making. Cool. All right, now I can go ahead and get this job.
And let's be clear, I had a bullshit job then, and I didn't realize how much money I really had because I was on house arrest. Had I not had to pay for that house arrest, I mean, I was $700 out the window just to pay for that. And I was like, oh, I really spend a lot of bread on alcohol. I really be at the bar just moving around, gas money for no reason, eating out of sheets or whatever. And he was just like, one day he came home, he was like, yo, I'm about to be out. And I was like, there we go, my guy. Let's go.
Yeah, if I could go back to teenage, what I would do different is I would get rid of that mindset that like talent gets found. You know what I'm saying? Like thinking that yo, if I just turn into a beast with this, like
now they found B-Thang.
I'm just gonna get found. No, actually, B-Thang was in the middle of a situation where they were able to say, "Yo, let's turn this into a business." They said, "This is the same as this. Let's move forward with this." You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
he had a machine around him. You know, so they were able to see the business.
But explain your feelings on.
So what I figured, yo, if I just become a dope rapper, I'm gonna get found. I'm gonna get signed.
Instead of pushing yourself out there,
yeah. Instead of recognizing, yo, Pittsburgh's right down the street, Cleveland's right over here. Let's look for these open mics. Let's go there just to meet people in this area, just to meet producers. Let me work with other people. And I used to think that, like, say if I knew a producer was over here and this executive was over here, I figure, yo, if I just put out music, it's going to reach them and they just know I'm dope. I didn't realize, yo, you need to go build a relationship. Ask for advice. What you know what I mean? What do you think? Like, now I'm, like, conversating with people. Conversing. With people. And, you know what I mean? Just sitting down, like, yo, what are your thoughts? I'm adding value to them while I'm asking them for things, and we're just building and building. And if there's a project, we do a project. You know what I'm saying?
Could have been Kanye just running around playing his music, and everybody was like, oh, what's up over there with somebody else? You
know what but even then, Kanye still, with him producing, he was able to add value to people. You know what I'm saying? Because he had beats, whereas me, I sat back making dope music and thinking that I'm going to get found. Whereas, no, you have to push this. You have to build a fan base. You have to continue to grow outside of these four walls.
Like, all they care about is numbers.
And keep moving. So, and I wouldn't have tried to wait. I wouldn't have waited so much on the approval of others to help me and stamp me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like majority of the time I would wait on the homies like, yo, this person should be my manager. Yo, you should take this role. You should, like, waiting on this. Instead, going out and find people like who actually wants to do this. You know,
okay.
Who, you know what I'm saying? Those are the things I would change.
Yeah, that's huge. I think it's just a learning curve. You know what I mean? Like, now I'm definitely trying to teach my kids on a different kind of level what they need to be doing compared to what I did. You know what I mean? Like, so I didn't graduate college, so I don't want Carter, his goals and my goals for him to just be to graduate college. I feel like I have enough knowledge to be able to make him extremely successful. You know what I mean? It's just somehow pulling out that 1-2 in him, but I feel like I have the tools to be able to show him. You know what I mean? Like, no one knew how to study before.
All right.
We had no idea how to study.
I just got really good grades.
During college is when I was like,
I just got really good grades. But now I know that I have to push him in a certain kind of way. That this is what you got to do. This, because Carter, his whole goal is to be rich, and that's a terrible goal. All right. If him just wanting to be rich is not going to get him rich.
Right, like, I'm gonna be paid out here. And it's like, well, how are you gonna get paid?
How are you gonna get paid? What are you gonna do to get yourself to get
paid? What's gonna put you in position?
You have to do these certain kind of steps before that happens. You can't just be smart. Being smart's not gonna get you paid.
All right. No job is gonna get you rich.
Yeah, it's just not gonna happen.
You have to grow to rich. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't get paid rich. You know what I'm saying? You have to gradually build upon this. Keep your money.
You don't get paid rich.
Keep your money. Build upon it. No paycheck. No paychecks.
Yeah, felt good. Yeah. All
right.
No paychecks going to get you rich. You have to, boom. If you made $100,000 this year, how can you keep that $100,000 and build upon that? And then boom.
With the investor, whatever.
Right.
Yourself, and then do whatever.
Even
happens.
If you made $20,000 this year, how much of it were you able to keep?
Right.
And how much were you able to turn it into something?
I can't wait So story so young now, and I feel like you could do this with your nephews.
I'm not doing shit with them kids.
Jesus, man.
Make them authorized users on your credit card.
Word is born, son. Build that credit. They go step out off the porch and they keep it moving.
I seen Rachel, the realtor, and maybe we could bring her on. She could break it down more.
Rodney, the Slappies, they were getting gas. They said they got the card in their name, authorized users, and then when they hopped off the porch and the parents said they was good.
700 credit score, 800 credit score.
Wow. Never even knew this. This is crazy.
As soon as they turned 18.
You didn't notice?
No.
And Courtney went to get a house, his credit was so high. They were like, oh, I've never seen somebody your age with credit score this high. Proof for the house. Now that's where they're living. Right. Whole family. He said, we've never seen this because when they were kids and they were riding around in whatever the Hyundai, Ronnie's shit was crazy. Whatever Kaylin was riding, you know what I mean? Just getting gas and small things like this to just keep paying that monthly bill. Mm-hmm. And also, your parents are doing that.
I heard somebody
just
else
like
say
it,
that.
Just like if you go to college, right? Give your kid a credit card. He got a limit. You're watching this limit. You start seeing him start tripping, cancel him out. Pay that monthly bill. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, like, just as long as he knows and he's responsible enough.
Jeez,
and then all of a sudden it's
that's
like
crazy.
Now they're off the porch and running. Yep. Before anybody even knew. My shit's like, what, like a 5-something?
That's what I think. Like, our parents.
Nobody knew.
No one knew.
My parents.
The amount of black people that I know now that talk about stocks.
My parents weren't black.
That talk about stocks or just anything beneficial outside of their daily 9-to-5. It's crazy now. Everyone is trying to tap
in. Sick of working.
Everyone is trying to tap into something else, which is great. I mean, like, even if you still work.
Conversation.
Even if you still work, which is fine. You can still work. But to create some type of passive income, revenue on a certain type of level.
Or
on
you work every lane. Day and then you just put a little bit here into something that's going to move your shit, not just 0.01%, but like 0.07, 0.04, you know what I mean? Just roll
anything.
That shit.
And literally
then,
anything.
Then grow that egg.
Right. And we're seeing that a lot more.
Buy bricks.
Did we learn it from?
Google, YouTube. With Google and YouTube.
Was it just the social media? Was it the social media that opened us up?
We were like, how much is this worth? Yes. They're billionaires? Oh, bruh. Bitcoin that went here?
Because I've always been curious. Like, I know how you said you felt like you knew it all. I always felt like I was behind. So I'm always trying to learn. Once I realized I could type in any question or anything on YouTube and Google, I was like, oh, it's fucking over. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So anything that I wanted to learn, I learned that, yo, it's just how you word it, how you add the question. You know what I'm saying? If I want to know, okay, how to do stocks. Okay, how to build stock. Like, just every question in the world and studying and doubling down. So social media, Google, YouTube, for me, is what took me to finding other people that were doing it
right.
to learn. Because I think that a lot of our parents had those mindsets because of that respect level for their parents. Like, I remember how much my mom was always talking about her mom and how much the respect she had, the respect. I think sometimes we respect our elders and our loved ones so much that we have a hard time removing the things that are harmful. You feel what I'm saying? That hold us back.
Meaning what? Like,
A lot of shit.
I don't think anything was their fault. Because, I mean, you revere them because you're like this. You're like, oh, they worked all the time.
These are the things that
all the time, but they didn't have the access to anything.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like anything that you felt was not productive. Period. The way they taught you in sports. The way they lacked in education.
In the black community, we look at having money as almost evil. And somewhat wrong. If you chase money, even in a Christian household, you look at chasing money as wrong or having money as wrong. Even if we're talking politics, we're taught to vote one way. Like, we have certain mindsets that we carry on just because it's what they did.
Okay, yeah.
And they continue to harm us. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't realize politics is war. You gotta, you know what I'm saying?
And you only choose from two sides.
Right.
And two sides.
And even the side that you choose, you now got to go to war with the side you chose to make sure that you get things done. Whereas we looking for somebody that we can invite to the cookout. You know what I'm saying? Like,
That's it. Every single time.
We have to, literally every single time. We're looking at a president and saying, you know what? I want to choose somebody that I would like to be my neighbor. No, that's not what politics is.
I agree.
You need somebody who's going to most likely do it for you and then go to war with them to make sure that they do it for you. You know what I'm saying? There's so much that I take from my parents, and there's some things that I'm going to throw away. You know what I'm saying?
That's how I've always been.
Right. Me too. I'm not swallowing the Kool-Aid. Not the Kool-Aid. I'm not going to just carry this on. It has to make sense to me. Remember the one time we were talking, and Carter ran in the back, and he didn't have no shoes on. He was like, boy, get some shoes on. He was like, you said, why do I care that he doesn't have shoes on in the grass? And I was like, and at that moment, I realized, yo, we really be carrying on shit just because.
Just be carrying
our
it on.
Our parents was what it said.
Just be carrying
but then
it
the
on.
Mobley,
you get sick through your
but
feet.
Then the Mobley's sitting, right down
sitting
the street.
Too close to the TV.
The Mobley's right down the street is running around barefoot. And it's okay.
Now
so it's like.
Now they're fast as fuck.
It's like, why do we care? Why do they not care? So it's like, now I look at everything, even in my relationship. I didn't grow up in a house where I seen a positive relationship. So I'm figuring out what the fuck I want. While I'm paying attention to other people and doing research.
Right, right.
Even finances. What the fuck do I want? Plus doing research. Every area.
It's all about keeping your eyes open when it comes to your kids or anything. And I mean, like, I feel like when it comes to my kids, I'm looking at everybody else, the way they raise their kids. Plus how I grew up as well. You know what I mean? You have to be willing to adjust everything that you naturally think.
Everything that you questioned as a child, you're going to allow him to question it, and then now that you're older, you're like, these are why things happen.
But there was no space where I can ever question anything.
I hated that.
There was no space.
Because it was militant, though.
There was no space where I can question anything. He can question things all the time, and I preach to him all the time that he can. He doesn't usually use it, but that avenue is always there.
So maybe it's good to oppress him first and that way they want to say something. You know what I mean? Because the fact that he's had that freedom, it's like he doesn't even appreciate being able to voice it.
Yeah, I'm like, anything you want to talk about,
because let's I said talk so about it. Makes you feel oppressed.
Like, let's talk about it. He's just like, dad, I don't even want to get there with you. I'm just like, man, we can do this.
You talk about how our generation of parents were more or less
the president's kid.
Huh?
His kid's scared to death of him.
Probably.
He is.
Probably.
Okay. He is. I mean, obviously, I don't want him to be, but he is.
You know what was dope? What Eric Thomas said on the podcast. They asked him if he could go back, what would he do differently with his kids?
Why do you keep referencing other people? I don't have no idea who we're talking about.
So?
You don't know? Yeah.
Eric Thomas?
From Rochester?
No. Eric Thomas, motivational speaker.
Yeah.
He's the number one motivational speaker in the world. But he said what
the
he...
The world?
You've heard him a million times.
And just don't know.
A million times.
Give me a quote.
You want it as bad as you want to breathe? Then you'll be successful.
In the ocean.
There you go.
See, you don't want it.
Right.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. He said, come that's on, little dude. He put his head down. What was he worried about under there? What do you think he was thinking about? Breathing. Air. He said, at that moment, all he was thinking about was breathing. Until you get to the point where you want success as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Okay, see, that was crazy. And that means a lot, but it also means nothing at the same time. It's like, okay, I get it, my guy.
It's just no distractions. All that matters is this. But anyways, he said, keeping the kids involved into everything that you do. He said a lot of times.
I learned that a lot when I got older.
He said a lot of times we're taught that we, you know, show the kids the ups, but we hide the struggles. We hide the work from them. You know what I'm saying? To a point where like as I'm running this business, my kids say a story's in fifth grade, right? If I'm going, say I'm going to go make this deal, this $1 million deal. She's off of school today. She's coming with me. She's sitting in that office during that meeting, just to really soak up this game and pay attention. I'm going to ask them their take. If we're struggling and it's like, yo, all right, yo, we just invested 10 grand and we're down right now until this comes
back. Right.
Everybody knows about it. I'm not hiding that.
When I closed on my house, got Carter out of school. We are going to go do this together.
Because you see what this is now.
Right. You're going to see these papers being signed. You're going to see this whole process of me walking through with
you're my real estate. Feels like.
You're going to know what it feels like.
Right. Even if you don't understand, you're going
to
feel this energy.
You're going to feel it.
So
to
when
where
you step into a
once
room,
you get to that, you can, you, once you get to that certain kind of age, you can be a part of this and understand this on a certain kind of level.
Right.
Not know it, but at least you like feel
be
it
involved.
On, yeah, be involved.
When it comes to filling out your FAFSA, you're going to be writing.
Exactly.
100%. You're going to be writing. Like when it comes to searching college, do these things. I'm not going to be doing everything for you, and anything that I do, you're going to be a part of it. Just so it just becomes normal, because there's a reason why poor people's kids can stay poor, and why rich people's kids can mess up all through their 20s. And then come back and be rich. A lot of times we think that it's because, oh, well, his daddy's rich. He ended up giving him money. No, it's because he grew up.
He
knew it was accessible.
Right. He knows how to maneuver.
Fuck, I'm fucking up, man. He knows the
mindset.
I need to do this.
That's huge.
And it's like this. And now we're like this. We're like 37. We're like, I heard about my credit score, man. What's that about?
Right.
It's like, well, and how do we do our credit score? Oh, go get the credit card.
Didn't care about my credit score until my dad wanted to change his credit score. He was like 40 years old. And was like, oh, this is what I'm doing now. Got the knowledge then.
As opposed to what we're doing, like, in general.
As opposed to being a child and knowing, like, oh, this is what we're supposed to be doing.
Right.
We're supposed to be caring about this certain kind of thing. I tell my son, he's 12 years old, credit, credit, credit. You got to care about this. You got to care about that. If you want to create wealth on a different kind of level, you have to pay attention to these certain kind of things. You can't be making stupid decisions when you're a child. Once you do that, that can hinder you from being the person you want to be later on in the road.
You know what I do got to give credit to with my pops? When he encouraged me to start my own grass cutting business and actually showed me how to run the business. I'd be forgetting that. That was like one of our first biggest bonding moments. You know what I'm saying?
Him showing you how to do it, though.
Yeah, showing me how to get. He bought me the notepad and
put your expenses over here.
Your numbers and everything. Yeah.
Showed me how to organize. Like, do these two people on Monday, these two people on Tuesday.
That's huge. I mean, that's huge.
He said, organize this. He said, you know, you get out of school this time and you got football this time. This is how many lawns you could do. And then when this season's over and you got this time for these 3 months, you could do more lawns. Boom, boom. Helping me organize that. And that's how now it's still. I'm still organizing and boom, boom, taking things to the next level. So I appreciate him for it. I'd be forgetting that. Aspect of things, man. So I appreciate you, pops. But yeah, like, you know what I mean, that type of shit is key.
But real quick, just okay, now we can edit whatever. That's why I said, man, we need to get like either that lady that Wiz knows or somebody that knows like the credit shit, just to be like, because if anybody sees it, anybody's like, tell us, and you know how I get with this type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just come here with something, show me how you start off. Like, okay, these are your debts. How do I get to go find my debts? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I get a bunch of letters. Nobody's getting paid. They're just not. Well, you need, then you need to start budgeting like this. You know what I mean? Like you just said, like something like that. That's why we need to get somebody on here like that. And then, again.
The knowledge, man. The knowledge is just, you know, something that.
Just access it. I mean, I'm sure it's out there. And they tell you all the time. But like, it's like, I'm sure there's podcasts specifically for this. Like, I listen to real estate podcasts.
And what's crazy was this knowledge wasn't. This knowledge was never hidden from nobody.
No.
Right. It's just. It's we out thought here. It was.
It was just out here.
Don't even know to look for it, though. You know what I'm saying? You know you want to get rich. Just like Carter can explain to you how he wants to get rich. It's not until you start asking people, well, what did you do? Because once I heard the Jamel dude about his kids, once I heard him say, yo, he said, I said to myself, yo, my wife says she wants a Range Rover. A Range Rover costs about $500, $600 a month, plus insurance is another two, so $700 a month. All right, I'm going to go get a rental property that profits me $700 a month to pay for her Range Rover. Okay, we want to pay off our school loans. All right, so our school loans altogether are $800 a month. I'm going to go get another property that generates $800. I'm like, okay, this dude he's using real estate to pay for other things.
Yeah, yeah. But again, getting access to that real estate, going to the bank.
The knowledge behind it.
There's a lot of wheels working with you at the same time.
Right.
Saying I'm going to go get a rental property. Well, how are you going to fix it up? How much is that going to cost? Right. Who's going to get the rent? Are they going to pay the rent? It's a pandemic.
Where are you going to get the capital to start it?
And here's the thing, how he figured.
There's a lot that comes with it.
How much do I need?
How much do you need? There's a lot.
Right. And here's how he figured it all out. So he was playing college ball. He hurt his knee, but a lot of his boys went on to the pros, and he's still hanging with them. So he now in these circles where they're now with people who are into real estate. They're with people who are into stocks. So now he's being exposed to that. So that's one of the biggest things is, how do we expose our children to those different, like, how do we expose ourselves?
Right. Curriculum. School curriculum.
Needs to change. That's why y'all need to be a part of this current.
It needs to change.
Listen, I'm telling you, math, rock, English. Okay, just because I don't want nobody to be able to get nothing past you, and so you have to be able to read concept, whatever it says. But there's a lot of shit we're doing.
What they learn in more poverty stricken areas is completely different in those wealthier areas.
Big time.
It's unbelievable.
And you know what's
blue? The stuff, I will never forget when I went to Geneva my freshman year, the stuff that we were going over in the first semester was the stuff that I just learned in 12th grade. They touched base with, those other kids from other schools touched base with in 8th grade.
See, and it blows my mind when people.
In 8th grade, when I'll never forget, the kids from Beaver, this is right in our area. Not like, you know, one of them Du Bois or Philly when they was coming to Geneva. This was Beaver kids. I'll never forget. They're like, oh, yeah, we touched this in 8th grade. I'm like, we just skimmed this our senior year.
It's crazy.
I'm talking about like that one. Remember
our senior year
down that one hallway, the one guy that had all the faces, but he was teaching us like,
okay, Mr. Butler.
No, was it Butler?
Oh, you didn't have Mr. Butler. You was going.
But it was like that investment class where it was like, this is how you're going to show you, and like they make you do like certain stocks, and then like you
with Mr. Deep.
Deep.
No, I'm not talking about computers. He's on the other side. Damn, man, I can't remember that. Yeah, we had him our senior year, and I'm telling you, he was like this. Okay, here goes some fictitious money. So you take this and you divide it up. This $10,000, and here are the companies that you can invest in. And then you really followed
the actual those market.
Companies.
Yeah, we
so
did
then,
that with
so deep. Then you would do this, and you would minus out this. Well, then he must have took it.
People say you can't change Booth? Curriculum.
Booth? Is it Booth? I think it was Booth.
I think okay. I had this conversation recently. People say you can't change curriculum in
state legislation.
And in certain schools like Beaver Falls because they would just fall behind. And I just don't believe that. I feel like you learn what you learn. If you start teaching something at a young age, you just...
Especially adapt, if you get the right
you just adapt people to teach. You just adapt to what it is. I think the teachers now or the schooling now.
You said who?
Huh?
You said Mr. Deep again?
No, I said you just get the right people, you know what I mean, that can teach the things or just teach the teachers how to teach the specific things. I think the thing that pisses me off the most is when I see people say.
That goes back to the college.
If we say yo, we should be learning financial literacy, credit, basic things in school. And people be like, that should be taught in home. I be like, but the
why? They got it for most of the day. I'm at work.
Yeah, we're talking, and I'm speaking specifically about our bro Joe Kick, because I seen him say that, and I'm like, bro, you're a teacher, like, and you come from the mud, just like us. So you understand. There's a lot of people. People are in the mud for a reason. You're poor for a reason. Mindsets to things you don't know. So if they don't know it, they're not going to be able to teach it to their kids. I get if we're talking a middle class area, they should be teaching that in the home. If you don't know it here,
filling out a check is different than
school should be preparing you to build your community. That's what school should be. School should be preparing you to build your community and preparing you to be able to fulfill your purpose.
You can't ask Joe Schmo, who happened to have a kid with no background of life,
how to build wealth.
How to build wealth? It's just not going to happen.
Like, you can't. So
a teacher comes into school, graduating from school, having some type of knowledge behind them, should be able to teach kids.
No, but they're teaching kids what they learned, though. You know what I mean? They're learning the same thing. It's just recycled bullshit.
Right, and it's like, how do you...
And nothing helps you at the end of the day.
And it's like, how do you as an... How do you as an educator, and no disrespect to educators, but how do you as an educator not recognize that, yo, you're in a cycle? You're in a vicious cycle. And we don't even realize the only reason that they started school was because during the Industrial Revolution, it was like, yo, we want to teach poor people and these farmers how to be able to sit inside of a factory for 8 hours a day. So we're going to train the kids to do that. That's what it's based off of. And that model needs to change.
I got
to
see that. I got to see that curriculum. I ain't never read that.
We still have.
I'm saying it's not true.
We still have that same. No, that's what it is. This whole 8 hours a day process.
To all teachers. Oh yeah. I feel like teachers need to stop going into that position as if it was just a job. Like, that's a career, that's a lifestyle once you take on a teacher's role.
Oh, yeah, you got to love that.
You have to love it. I think their intentions are genuine.
Yeah, for sure.
I just think once you get in that process, not genuine.
A lot of people become teachers because they feel like it is...
an accessible job.
An accessible job, something that they can do.
And I bet those ones are miserable. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah, there's definitely...
From work...
We've all had shitty teachers.
When I worked as a wraparound, like, the good teachers were the ones who had to... You know, TSS, Raj, remember all the bad kids? The teachers that were most effective, like, you know, I mean, their heart was in it. And although their heart was in it, like, when you're still dealing with this process where you have to teach these things, there's still not much you can do but embrace the kids.
Yeah, but they're drying up, too, just because it's just not going where the way they want it to. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to school every day, and you say you're in a bad school or a good school. It's like, I'm teaching this shit every day, all day, and you just kind of get burned out after a while. Now it's just like... You gotta look out for number one, and you number one.
Because when things aren't
me, you have to be so willing to tap into kids. You have to be able to tap into kids and know what kind of personality you have. You can't be a cop. You can't be a cop and not be able to know how to tap into people.
Yes, you can.
You can be, but you'll just be terrible at it.
Because all you're doing is you're just, I'm buying a book, I'm doing
it. I'm buying a book, I'm doing this. If you can't,
I don't have this authority, yeah, now, you can't, yeah, do this.
There's definitely an intangible aspect to being a teacher, to everything, 100%.
But these are kind of the most important things. I get it.
Right.
Okay, listen.
We had a pod today.
We did, but I want to go home so bad.
Okay. Yeah, we got 45 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bullshit?
We had a pod. We had a pod and we didn't have a pod.
Man, listen, my legs.
Right, I should have known.
That's funny.